And now we continue with news that Norwich residents face a hike in council tax bills, a charity event planned next month at Norwich Castle, a young magician hosts a show in aid of the air ambulance, and a local snack company helps the East Anglian Children's Hospice with fundraising. But first, work starts on the NDR.
About 6,000 trees have been removed as part of preparatory work to pave the way for the £178.5 million Norwich Northern Distributor Road. Work on the road, which is due to stretch for 12.5 miles from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 Fakenham Road, began at the turn of the year, with trees, hedgerows and shrubs being felled and removed along the route ahead of the main construction work commencing in March. Up to 6,000 trees have been removed along the route, including at Buxton Road in Spixworth, although 30,000 trees of various sizes will be put back in. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said, "We're at the phase where people do see a lot of things coming out, and it's quite upsetting for some people to see vistas changing in this way. But it's essential, and we're trying to reduce the impact on wildlife by pushing ahead at the speed we are." The spokesman said, "It's been a real challenge to get the route cleared, and work has had to continue at a pace in order to be finished before the bird nesting season." He said, "If we'd reached the bird nesting season, we would simply have had to stop, which adds cost to the whole project considerably." The project, which was given the green light last summer, is expected to be completed in early 2018. A series of public exhibitions on the NDR have taken place, with one due to be held at Spixworth Village Hall, Croswick Lane, on March the 4th, between 3 and 7 in the evening.
People in Norwich are facing the biggest hike in council tax bills for years after city councillors became the latest to agree an increase. More than £50 a year will be added to city bills for Band D properties and just over £42 for a Band B home. Now Norfolk County Council, Norwich City Council and Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner have all decided to up their share. The County Council agreed on a 3.99% increase, of which 2% will go towards adult social care, while the police element is going up by 1.98%. The City Council agreed on a 1.95% increase, adding £4.67 a year to a Band D property. The £16.1 million budget will see £3.5 million of savings made, but officers said that would not significantly impact services. Mike Stonard, Labour Cabinet Member for Resources and Income Generation, said of all the council tax rise, this will raise just under £162,000 and help us maintain essential services in difficult times while keeping our increase to a relatively low level.
For centuries, the imposing walls of Norwich Castle have kept out invading forces. But next month, they'll be conquered by members of the public for the first time in recent years in a charity abseiling event. And Norfolk Museum Service has said the fundraising stunt could become more of a regular occurrence in the city. Becky Cook and her partner Neil Hearn will be the first to take on the challenge on March the 19th in aid of Cancer Research UK. The pair will be abseiling in memory of two close family members that they lost to cancer. Miss Cook, who's 44, of Taverham, said, "We went into the city the other day and looked up at the castle and thought, it's quite tall, isn't it? I'm nervous, but also feeling very proud to do this in my dad's honour for Cancer Research UK." Her father, Robin Cook, died in July 2008 from a rare form of skin cancer. Mr. Hearn, who's 42, is to take part in the event in memory of his brother, Mark, who was just 39 when he died of a brain tumour in 2009. He said, "It's hard to get over, but knowing the person he was, he wouldn't have wanted me to go to pieces. It's changed how I look at life. I try to live for each day and not worry about the consequences." Stuart Garner, Area Operations Manager for the Museum Service, said similar events could be hosted at the castle more often in future.
He is only 18, but he can already make a table float, read someone's mind, and has more than 30 card tricks up his sleeve. Magician Jake Ace of Dussingdale, Thorpe St. Andrew, has been entertaining crowds with his tricks since the age of 13. And next month, the sixth form student will be hosting a one-man cabaret show in aid of the East Anglian Air Ambulance. He said, I started off being really into my drama, and then one Christmas, when I was six, I got my first magic set. My dad used to do a little bit of magic, and he always enjoyed it, and he just passed that down to me. Jake performed his first magic show to more than 600 people at Potter's Resort at Hopton-on-Sea as a young teenager. The performing arts student said the buzz from that show made him realize he wanted to become a magician. Since then, he has gone on to perform more than 80 times at venues across Norfolk. But he said his show at Roxley Hall, Thorpe St. Andrew, on March the 19th will be his first ever one-man cabaret show. It will feature some of his biggest tricks, including making a table float on stage and comedy.
A Tasty Snack is helping to raise money for East Anglia's Children's Hospice's Nook Appeal. Kettle Foods is the latest company to join the charity to help them build a new hospice in Framingham Earle. Staff from the Norwich-based company that makes kettle chips will be visiting Norfolk shops to sell the crisps. All of the proceeds from the sales drive will go to the appeal. This is the latest in Kettle Foods' long line of donations to the charity. They've supported Each's Quiddenham Hospice for more than 20 years by raising cash, promoting the hospice's work, and supplying them with gifts and products. Lottie Riedfeldt, the Nook Appeal Corporate Development Manager, said, "I'd like to say a big thank you to Kettle Foods for their continued support of Each and for their hard work and dedication to raising funds for our Nook Appeal. We need the support of all sectors of the Norfolk community, individuals, schools, community groups, and of course the business sector, to achieve our fundraising target. Support from Kettle Foods is fantastic, and we very much look forward to working with them." Each is building a new facility, the Nook, on a 5-acre woodland site south of Norwich. It'll offer children's care such as hydrotherapy pool, music studio, rooms for on-site family support groups, and more accessible outside space for youngsters to explore.